This Tuesday is 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane Business and Politics. And here we are. It is a beautiful day outside. Today, we're going to talk about beer. Could beer save the world, Shane? Oh, my God. beer, and more beer. Let's have a beer. We should have a beer while we're doing this.
Well, we should because, you know, it saved mankind. Archaeologists discovered it 10,000 years ago in China, 6,000 years ago in Samaria, in England 2,000 years ago. So, yeah, and it's a massive industry, $95 billion industry in the United States. And the average American drinks 14 gallons of beer a year. So,
well, yeah, there we are.
I think it's a great topic. But the big giggle is, why are we really talking about it? Well, a story came up a couple of weeks ago that I noticed. And so I went and did some investigating, and turns out that the alarm was, you think the baby milk shortage is bad. Wait till the beer in the fall for football is short. And what? And there, you know, and so I did some interesting investigation. Denbury Energy owns an extinct dome to a volcano in Mississippi, and it's called the Jackson Dome. And it's a carbon dioxide well. And you won't believe what they drill for. This made me laugh out loud. They're drilling for CO2, Thomas, because you need CO2
to make
beer. And like, I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
This is
one for the ages, right? Go ahead, please.
We can't get it out of the atmosphere.
We'll drill for it. And so with shutdowns because of maintenance and the fact they drilled a second well, but it was found to maybe have some contaminants in it, there may be a shortage of beer over the next several months. And that would not bode well for the elections or for football fans.
That would not bode well, that's for sure. Well, the builders of the pyramids got beer breaks while the alien spaceships lifted the stones in place, Shane. I don't know if you read that or not, but
that's what they say. But you know, the necessity of it was that apparently, you know, it to brew beer, you know, it requires fermentation, and there's a certain amount of yeast in the air, and so when civilizations started producing cereal grains, when they were storing it, they sort of noticed that it was getting, you know, turning green with fermentation. So they put it apparently in water and in jars to store it, and thinking that would wash it out, and it turned it into beer. So that's how that came about. So it's one of these mistaken identities, and they came to realize that beer didn't make them sick as much as water did. Of course, without boiling water, you know, there's a lot of disease in water. And so along come the pharaohs and the pyramids, and you know, the only socialist experiment in mankind that worked. You know, he was God and ran it all, and so he provided them with housing and clothing and food and beer, so they could work, and you know, they weren't falling all over dying from disease because they got their daily fix of beer. But it probably was pretty good stuff.
I bet it was, and
like 6 or 7% alcohol. It's the third most popular drink in the world after water. Number two is tea, and number three is beer.
Well, the 18th Amendment to the Constitution took beer out, and then the 19th Amendment gave the women the right to vote. The 20th Amendment changed the swearing-in day of the president from March 4th to the 20th, and then along came the 21st Amendment, which made beer legal again.
Everybody was
happy out there, so they were really excited. The biggest alcohol sales day of the year is Thanksgiving Eve, in fact, when you got all your drunk relatives coming to town, and you're buying all the stuff, and they're going to sponge off of you for 4 days.
That's right. And America at 72 liters, 14 gallons a year of consumption per person. I mean, they're number 20 in the world. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, those guys in the Czech Republic, 140 liters a person. And
yeah.
Austria, 107. Germany, you'd think, would be big. They're number four with 99.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's quite fascinating how received, so mm-hmm. to speak, Ireland 92 yeah. at seventh, in the seventh place with 92.
Yeah, well, those Irish, they're drunk bums. Yeah, can't handle those people. And,
that's right. Great Britain is 70 per person because you know they
no one cares.
That yeah, but they got that warm beer. I never liked it.
Yeah. Well, Czech Republic, as you said, is leading the league. We're 20. Russia with all that vodka.
Yeah,
they're 32. What's the deal with that? And France, yeah, 50, France, don't they give French kids wine in school?
Of course, Belgium, who claims to have the best beer in the world, right? So,
well, I don't know about that.
You know, 65 liters. But you go through the list of consumption, and it's fascinating how much people drink of beer. Like, it's great. Like,
I couldn't find anything on Muslim consumption. So,
well, they don't consume it. It's alcohol, you know.
Well, yes, they do. Don't give me that.
Ah, come on.
Don't give me that crap.
Those Papua New Guinea guys, you know, 10 gallons a per or 10 liters a person. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
India's not big because of the religion. It's only 2 liters per person because they've got the the Hindus, Buddhas, and Muslims. So there you go.
They're drunk on their asses all the time. They just
they'd like to think they are.
They import it. You know?
Yeah. So. But again, it's just, you got to admit that, I mean, how outstanding is that it's CO2? I mean, now there's got to be a reason why those green earthers aren't talking about beer because a six pack of beer requires, you know, 20, what was it, 10 acres of trees to, you know, convert that CO2 to oxygen. you just have a, you know, come on, that's a good laugh for a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Americans consumed 6.3 billion in 2018, or about 26 gallons per person. That was in 2018. It's a lot more than that today. I'm sure it's probably double. It's probably double that.
Because of COVID, everyone was at home.
Well,
COVID.
Everybody sat in and drank beer all day long. America spent $37 billion annually on beer, in part because of pricey, crafty brew offerings and spring break.
So. That's right. Yeah, and it said at the end of 2021, it jumped to $94 billion. Industry. So, I mean, it's just going to continue to grow because of where we're headed. We, you know, we've been talking about it, of course, for a year, but it's looking as bad as we thought it would and much worse than anyone on TV wants to admit. But by the time it's over, they'll all be drinking beer on TV.
Apparently so. So that's interesting you mentioned that. You can't drink beer on TV.
That's right. Yeah,
you can't drink alcohol on TV.
Well,
so.
Cable you can. You know.
Well, yeah, you can do. Well, you can do anything on cable.
God,
no restriction there. So.
So I was thinking back, and my grandmother was a beer drinker. She really enjoyed her beer. So I was thinking about it, and it occurred to me, I have a memory of back at 4 or 5 of drinking beer with my granny. But, you know, there's a big difference between our beer and your beer. I mean, yours is 3.2% and ours is 6.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can drink a case of your beer and just end up at the toilet, you know.
I know,
Two 6-packs of beer in Canada and you're passed out on the couch, you know.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you guys are, I don't know. Well, when it comes to sports, beer is a clear leader. Football, 75% of the beers sold at football games. Baseball, 70%. Car racing, 55%. And hockey, 51%. No one goes for a beer at hockey games because you might miss a fight.
That's right.
Don't they have 3 breaks in there? Don't they play three?
Three periods. Yeah. 3 periods and 2 20-minute breaks in between.
Yeah, that's why they give you the beer. That's you got to go. There's no fights during the break, so you got to head out and do it then. So
that's right.
Yeah. So
that's why, you know, the urinals in all sports stadiums in the U.S. are 20 feet long. They're not 2 feet wide.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, so there we are. All right. Well, any final thoughts on beer, Shane?
None other than the fact that it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of this, because, you know, it's one of these things that you expect might get picked up by the media, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, it's in the cycle for a couple of days, and they start talking about it. But I'm, you know, just to, with the analogy to baby milk, I mean, apparently that issue is still not resolved, and it's still there's still a large shortage of it. So just want to let everybody know, you know, if you want to make it through like the next couple of months to the election, you might want to go out and buy, you know, two or three flats of beer, because you could find yourself dry.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So, well, the other thing too, Shane, we had a can shortage, or I think we still do have a can shortage.
Yes, we
going
do.
On.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's going to play into this probably. So people need to get over there and recycle their old beer cans for new beer cans. So.
Well, it's a 250 million pound issue with tin or aluminum, depending on the beer you buy. Yeah. And only 34% of it's recycled. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's fascinating when you think about the cost that you charge to buy like a case. Uh-huh. And then they add all these costs onto it, you know, for disposal and environmental tax. And then people, you know, they just throw them away. They don't recycle it. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, I want to remind you, we're on radio every Tuesday or every Saturday. I'm sorry. This is Tuesday. We're on the radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. All you got to do is click listen now. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to join anything. There's no login or anything required. So get over to KMMSAM.com. And let's see, Linda, hold my beer, baby.
Yeah, there you go, Linda. You're the babe. She's our babe. She's our beer babe. Yeah.
She's the best, isn't she?
Yeah.
That's it. Well, hey, if you missed any of our past shows, those are also on KMMSAM.com. So if you like what you heard today and like what you see, then, hey, why not take a couple minutes and subscribe and like us? Leave a comment. And we would appreciate that very much. So would YouTube, because that moves us up in the search engines and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're rated by your watching us. So
that's right. Yeah. And don't forget, we both write on medium.com. Links in the description below to our articles over there. And hey, that's going to do it for us today.
Great topic. Enjoy football. It's been some amazing, amazing football the last 3 weeks.
Eighteen
games last weekend out of some 90 or 40 some games decided by 3 points. That's great.
There you go. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you Thursday, 10 a.m. for our next podcast. Thanks for watching.